Hello and welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast, where we spend some time when we get together with a sales professional talking about some of the common mistakes that many of us, or most of us, have made throughout our sales career. I'm Ann Allard. Today I'm pinch hitting for Brenda Nelson, who's your usual host. Hopefully Brenda's enjoying some well-deserved relaxation time. My guest today is John Clark. John has been with Old Republic Title for about 15 years. John was the founder of Agency University, formerly known as the Shared Success Program. But in his current role, John serves as a vice president and is the performance management manager. That's quite a mouthful. So I'd like to give a very warm welcome to my dear friend, John Clark. John, it's great to see you today.
It's all my pleasure, Anne, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to share with you guys today.
Great. Well, let's jump right in. As I just mentioned, on our podcast, we like to talk about common sales mistakes and then perhaps come up with some ways or some suggestions or ideas on how to overcome those mistakes. But today we're going to shift gears a little and talk about some strategies or some practices that you can adopt so that you'll be able to move the sales process along and hopefully get that second appointment or that follow-up appointment. So what I want to talk with you about is a technique that you developed many years ago known as ARC. Could you give us a little background and tell us a little bit about what ARC actually is?
Absolutely, and thank you. I tell you what, ARC is a tool I've used forever to help me navigate my sales process. And what's interesting about it, recently, it's funny, I'll be getting a note from somebody that I trained a long time ago, and they say, "You're the ARC guy." And that's kind of funny because I never really knew it would make that much impact because it's so simple. I'm a process guy. I believe that you can't be out there all by yourself running around throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks. I think you need to have a process. So I kind of created a process called ARC. And ARC actually stands for ask, or is an acronym for ask, review, commit. In part of the sales process that I have used for over 30 years, I have used this as my go-to. So hopefully I can give you some ideas now to help you understand the different ways you can use ARC, the different expectations you can have from ARC. And along with that, you can also, there's enough flexibility to make it your own. This is one of those programs where once you understand it, you make it your ARC, if that makes any sense, Anne.
It does. So describe to me what it would be like if you were conducting an ARC exercise or using the ARC technique in with a client, a customer, or even in a group environment.
It's funny because a lot of us go to school, we learn all sorts of techniques and ideas that will help us navigate whatever we're trying to do. And ARC is such a simple little process. Let me first tell you that the tools you're going to need to do ARC are index cards and a pen. That's about it. You might need a little listening skills, a little conversation skills, but all in all, it's just basically a fact-finding process, or we call it a needs analysis process. But the idea with the program is it's really quite simple. I've been able to use this, Anne, with one-on-one with prospects, one-on-one with customers, in group settings of 20, 30, 40 different, let's say, realtors. And matter of fact, I've done it with some major companies' executive teams to use the process to help us figure out what we really need to talk about to get to where we want to go.
Well, you've got my attention. Can you tell me or tell us a time when you've used this? Give us an example of how you used it.
Yeah, why don't I do this? I got a great example. I'm gonna explain it, lay it all out for you so you can see how it looks. The main reason I put this together is a long time ago, I was involved in a training program that I learned. I don't know if anyone knows Six Sigma or anything like that, but it was a Six Sigma thing. And it's quite intense. And I'm not very intense. So I had to kind of boil it down to what did it mean to me? And what it meant to me was this. You need to hear what your customers are saying. Six Sigma says you cannot create success in your businesses by making all the decisions in the boardroom. You got to get down in the street. So when I say I've been doing this for 30 years, I've been actually in the business for 43 years, but I was in sales specifically for about 30 years. So the way I take ARC and how I make it work is this. Let's say I'm a agency title rep, or I could even be the owner of an agency or anybody that's going to be invited to a brokerage, a real estate brokerage's sales meeting. So we always go to the sales meeting, and now I'm John Clark and I'm with Old Republic Title and blah, 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 blah. And know what the realtors hear? There's John Clark and he's with Old Republic Title and he's blah, 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 blah. That's all they hear. Because what happens is it's not special. It's not anything that just gets them engaged. ARC gets them engaged. So the first process of ARC is I want to set up the scenario so that I can ask those realtors questions. So here's how I do it. I take my famous 3x5 cards or 4x6s or whatever you have. They can be red, blue, green, doesn't matter. I take them in and I put one on each chair. And then I put a pen on each chair. And then when the realtors come in, by the way, I already told the broker I was going to do this. When the realtors come and sit down, they grab the card and they grab the pen. I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to need the card back when I leave, but you can keep the pen. So I kind of get them like engaged. And I say, here's what we're going to do today. Instead of me telling you how great I am, I want to hear about what makes your world tick. So I got a question for you. It's one question, but I need three answers. And here's how ARC works. Here's the question. What are the three most important considerations you have when you are deciding which title agent you're going to use? So I'll repeat that. What are the three most important considerations you have when you can try to decide what title agent you're going to use? And I'd like you to take a second and write down 1, 2, and 3 on the front side of that card. If you will do that, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do about that later. So then I got to stop. So I said you don't need many skills. You need a skill of not talking and just listen sometimes. And this skill is hard for us salespeople because we want to sell. We want to let our people buy. So they write down three things. And then I say, okay, can you turn the cards in? Don't put your name on there unless you want to. Just turn the cards over. And I got to tell you the truth right now. I've never had it turned down. If I've had 27, there's one example I'm thinking of right now. I had 27 realtors in the room. And out of the 27, I got 24 cards back, which is a home run. I don't care how you look at it. Mm-hmm. So they write those three things down on a card. Now, on the back of the card, I say, if you would like to answer this question, what do you think my company would need to do to improve to be able you for you to be for us to be one of the considerations of title companies? If you want to give me that hint, that'd be great. Otherwise, I just take the cards, and then I take the cards, I physically fold it up, put it in my pocket, and I say, thank you, that's all I need today. Thank you for sharing with me. I'll be back to you in a couple weeks. I'll give you some idea what's on these cards, and have a great day. Now I leave. So that's the A part, ask. The R part stands for review. So my game plan is if I get this information, I want to take this back to my team. I want to take it back to the boss. I want to take it back to the people that make it work behind the scenes for me. And I'll sit down and say, hey, I was just with ABC Realty today. And here's the three most important things as a group they think is important when they consider a title company.
Oh, brilliant.
And I lay it out. And then I ask them, can we do that? Are they talking about us? And if they are, I'm going to go back and commit to them and say, based on what you told me, we should be your consideration because you were concerned about location. You were concerned about, do we answer the phone? You were concerned about the blah, blah, whatever the things are, okay? And we committed to that. And if we can commit to that, they should use us. Now, what's important here is if I didn't do this and get that information on the card, I automatically know the most important thing to them is price. And guess what? It's probably in there, but maybe it's the fifth or sixth thing. So I add up all the cards. So how many of these and how many of those and how many of these? And I come up with the three things that are really important to those realtors. I go back to the broker and say, you know what? I'd like to come back to another meeting and talk about this to your salespeople. Never have I been turned down. It's just amazing how important this is that that information goes from the realtor when there's not a file involved. That's important. Okay. If you ask a realtor a question while they're at a closing with you, they're going to be all over the place. But if they're in a meeting room, they know they got 3 minutes to fill out the card. They just share. So now the second part of this, after you do ask, review, and commit, the next most important thing is you have a built-in follow-up. You have to go back. You already told them that you were going to be coming back. That's why ARC is so great. And you and I both know through all the mentorship programs that we have done and all the things that we have done to help salespeople and title agents grow their businesses, one of the biggest challenges they have is follow-up. So I built ARC right in it so that they would automatically have to go back. So that's how I use it mostly in that scenario. But it could be already existing customer. It could be one-on-one with somebody. It just depends on who my audience is and depends on what questions I'm going to ask them. It's pretty
simple. So you're not limited to working with this isn't something that you would just apply if you had a large group or you were invited to come to a meeting. You could potentially take this to a one-on-one meeting with someone and go through the same process. And sounds to me like what you've done is you've got them to define what the agenda is for the follow-up meeting.
It is it works so well. And I'll tell you what, it works with prospects too. So, and let's just talk about that for a second. A prospect, if you get an appointment with a prospect, you're probably coming in with your pamphlets and your packet of all the stuff you want to leave with. As a matter of fact, I was in Tampa, Florida one time with one of our dear friends, and I was with Angie. And we were going to go see a brand new title agent that she wanted. And we stopped in the parking lot, and she went to her trunk, and she opened her trunk. And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm getting my stuff. I said, I got you covered right here. I got 3x5 cards. And she goes, what? I said, trust me. Brand new person, a prospect. We went up to their office, sat in their boardroom or in their office there in their conference room. Put a 3x5 card down in front of the boss there. And I said, Angie and I really appreciate the time you're giving us today. But until we know what you're looking for, I don't want to waste any of your time. And she said, great. What? Angie, I thought, was going to die. But I said, yep, let's find out what's important. She told me what's important. I took the card. I folded it up. I stuck it back in my pocket. I said, Angie, why don't we set a follow-up with so-and-so? And let's see what happens. So Angie and I were trying to leave the room, and the lady says, you guys sit down right here right now. I want to know what you're thinking about those things. And she just took over the meeting. If she did, I was going to go back to the office with Angie, and we were going to sit down, and we were going to review it. Can we do this? Now, here's what's important. If you want to be a great salesperson, one of the most valued thing that you can ever have with your customer is trust. So if you know what they want and you can commit to it, you will have their trust. But if you're just guessing and if you are just winging it and hopefully that things are all the stars and moons and all things are going to line up, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. There's too many moving parts, especially today in our industry. There is so much information out there that they don't even need to see a salesperson. So you got to make sure that when you do get to see a salesperson, they get to see a salesperson, you're prepared to bring value, and you bring value when you ask questions.
So bottom line us, John.
Yeah.
When's the best time, or how do you identify an opportunity when you should or could use this particular technique?
So what I usually think of this is that I've already mentioned that the only skill you need to have is the skill to listen. So anytime, I could be right in the middle of a major presentation with people and somebody will ask a question that'll just trigger ARC. Well, besides that, what else is important to you? What else? I don't even have to have the 3x5 card. I just use that as my prop. But if someone said, you know, what's really important to me is that about this business is that the paper that is written on is blue. Okay. And I would say, mm-hmm. Well, besides that, what's really important to you? Well, it's really important. And they give you a thing. They'll share. They'll just bring it out when you ask them properly. And you pay attention. You respect them by saying yes. So my point to this, to your question is sometimes the audience, the person or the group or the customer or the prospect, they will ask the question and they'll take you down the path. You don't even have to worry about it. But just remember, don't commit without reviewing. Because what happens is, as the salesperson, we want to say yes, yes, yes. I've even done ARC where the third most important thing is my company couldn't even touch it. They were not there. But I went back and told them, the people said, well, none of your competition is either. We just want it. I said, wow.
That's great. Well, John, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This was really enlightening to me. It's a great reminder to me, and I'm sure to everyone in our audience. So until next time, I'd like to thank the audience for joining us today. And if you were looking for more information on ARC, don't hesitate to reach out to Agency University or your local sales representative. We'd be happy to help you get that implemented into your sales process. So may you all continue to learn, grow, and prosper. Thanks again.
Thank you, everybody.